The first of three reports investigating how wildfires caused the deaths of 101 people in Lahaina has been released by Hawaii's Attorney General's office. It comes almost 9 months since the disaster occurred. Whenau Whanua has more.
We want accountability. It needs to be investigated by a third party that is not associated with the government. And I question, there's so many things that are questionable that has happened here.
That was a resident of Lahaina speaking to the Maui County Council just weeks after wildfires ripped through his town, leaving his family homeless. Amidst calls for answers into why so many people died in the disaster, an independent investigation was launched by the Fire Safety Research Institute. Hawaii Attorney General Ann Lopez announced the first findings of the report this week. She told the media the overall investigation seeks to find out why there were so many deaths, how the fires unfolded, and what happened in the aftermath.
What policies and procedures were in place that worked? Which were in place that didn't work? And then determining why. And then finally, being able to understand the facts and the whys so that we can obtain recommendations about best practices for policies and procedures so that this absolutely never happens again.
It's the first of three reports planned to be released. This one provides a time frame of the fires. Lead investigator Derek Alconis says the next two reports are expected to give potentially incriminating evidence through a forensic study.
We also were on site with our team walking the streets of Lahaina, documenting in detail the loss that was suffered, the structural damage, and identify where, you know, answer the question of why some structures survived and some did not. We wanted to understand the areas where lives were lost, understand the fire's progression through those areas.
The homes of over 6,000 people were destroyed by the Lahaina wildfires.